There's just one thing more I'd like to bring to your attention. How to pause at the Atnah and how to stop at the Sof Pasuk, either at a high tone or a low tone. Let me explain. At the end of each sentence, there's a little small straight line which we call the Ma'amid. If the Ma'amid is under the last syllable of the last word, we end up low. Look at the first pasuk. Lo yashab o moshab lesim. Lo yashab. We end up low. The ma'amid is under the sheen, which is the last syllable of the word. Now, if the ma'amid is under the second syllable from the end of the word, we end up high, like the second pasuk. Uptorato yehge. Now this rule applies to both the Atnah and the Sof Pasuk. However, it's more pronounced at the end of the sentence. So I'm going to concentrate on the end of the Pasuk. I'm going to end each sentence now of the first chapter, and you will see what I mean. First Pasuk. Ub Moshab Lesim Lo Yashab. I ended up low. The ma'amid is in the last letter, last syllable of the word. Second pasuk. Uptorato yehge yomam v'layla. See how I ended up high? The ma'amid is under the second syllable from the end of the word. Third pasuk. Mechol asher ya'ase yosliyah. Again, ma'amid under the lamed, which is the second syllable from the end. Therefore, we ended up high. Next pasuk. Ki im kamos asher tedefin nuruah. Again, we ended up high. Ma'amid under the resh, second syllable from the end. Asher tedefin nuruah. Next pasuk. Mehatta'im ba'adat saddikim. We ended up low. The ma'amid is under the kof, which is the last syllable of the word. Ba'adat saddikim. The last pasuk. Mederech resha'im tobed. Again, we ended up low. The ma'amid is under the bet, which is the last syllable of the word. Mederech resha'im tobed.